Pacific Mornings
on ABC Radio Australia.
The Junior Matildas are currently visiting the Pacific, making them the first Australian football team since the Socceroos in 2005 to visit the Pacific. The team played Tonga last week, Vanuatu yesterday, and they'll play the Solomon Islands later in the week. But this is not just about football. It's about fun and friendship as well. Here are the sounds of the Tongan crowd cheering on Australia last week at their game.
Australia!
I love that so much, and it really puts our Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi to shame. Now, the Junior Matildas may have won that game against Tonga 6-0, but it sounds like everyone was having fun. Yesterday, the Junior Matildas took on the under-19 National Vanuatu side at Komen Stadium. Again, the Matildas won, this time 13-0, but as I was saying, it's not just about what's happening on the field. And the Matildas coach, Ray Dower, said the Matildas were very impressed by the Ni Vanuatu girls, who kept going right to the end despite the score. Now, journalist Aaron Carney has been travelling with the Junior Matildas, and he spoke with Junior Matildas captain Charlie Farmer, Vanuatu captain Rita Solomon, and Junior Matildas coach Ray Dower.
Charlie, how have you found the Pacific Step Up Tour so far?
Oh, wonderful experience, like getting to know the culture and like how different lifestyles are, and like travelling to a country that you might not necessarily think about going to is like incredible.
How different has the reality been to what you had in your imagination before coming here? Is it what you imagined or something quite different?
It's kind of what I imagined. Like, I didn't expect the people to be so friendly, like driving past like every day, like them waving, smiling to you is like something you wouldn't like necessarily see at home. So
from a football development point of view, this is quite unlike anything that you've been through before. And how have you found it personally? Long days, sleepless nights, trying to balance your, I guess, professional commitments against your football commitments. How have you gone with all of that? And how do you think the girls have gone in general?
It's definitely been hard, like trying to balance like sleep, schoolwork, training, playing, or like when you're so tired, like after like a long day of travel, like carrying kit bags, definitely a struggle. But I think most of the girls are pulling through and trying their best to cope with it.
And does it give you a glimpse of, if you're playing for the Junior Matildas, you want to have a life in football?
Yeah.
Do you think it's teaching you some of the stuff that you'll need to know?
Yeah, it's definitely preparing me, not just like on the field, but like what mentality you have and like just like stick through it. And yeah,
do you think you'll be a slightly different Charlie when you get back to Australia to the one that left?
Hope so. Hopefully more like aware of like things around me and like cultural, like how different countries live. Yeah.
My name is Rita and I'm the captain of the under-19 swimming team from Vanuatu.
Rita, it's quite an exciting time in Port Vila right now. The Aussies have rolled into town with lots of colour and noise, huh?
Yeah. We enjoyed it, and the girls have visited our market and have the privilege to go through some of our traditional foods and how we prepare them. We explain, and I think they enjoyed it.
What sort of things were you talking about? I noticed that you were getting along in the back of the bus, making friends. What sort of things were you talking to the Aussies about?
We're talking about, it's kind of funny because Charlie and Mia, Charlie didn't know that Mia was in year 9, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we were laughing and I was like, oh my God, you didn't know that Mia was in year 9, and that was what we were laughing about, yeah. We're chatting and having to know each other. They were asking me how many siblings I have in the family and how things were in school and, some questions about how our traditional values, yeah.
What's good about having a visit from someone like the Junior Matildas?
It's kind of like a good experience for me to talk because I'm not that talkative. But when I have new friends, I get to learn like their ways of living and understand how they live back in Australia, comparing them to Vanuatu.
And it's a little bit different because often in a sporting contest, it's quite... they're the enemy, right? But yeah, in yeah, this yeah. exchange, we're becoming friends before
yeah,
we play.
Yeah. It's, yeah. But to me, making friends is more important, and enjoying the game is another thing as well. So I really enjoyed knowing them and making friends with them. It's like most of the girls like me didn't have the chance to. So when I have the chance, I make the most of it. Yeah.
Come on, Rita. Hey, six. You beat Syria. You go to Rita.
Ray Dower, head coach of the Westfield Junior Matildas.
You've taken on a lot of challenges in football over the years, but this is unique in flavour, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. In every flavour, there's a lot of flavours to cover across the Pacific.
Let's start with the negative and finish with the positive. What are the challenges innate in not only a three-country tour in a little over a week, but also trying to be a cultural ambassador at the same time?
Yeah, you know, the complexity of the logistics is probably one thing in terms of, you know, we usually travel with a group of like 33, and so that's extended now to 47. So automatically there's a logistical component that we need to take into account, but you know the negatives are really actually also, you know, those challenges are actually opportunities for us to learn and opportunities for us to develop and practice, for the girls to be outside their comfort zone, to be travelling, to having to deal with you know, on and off planes, you know, through security, all those, you know, little complexities that happen with international travel that they need to then be able to manage, doing their preparation, getting their hydration, their food, all those things are really important because everyone focuses on the match and of football, which is, you know, 90 minutes. But to get to a 90-minute game, there's so much more that comes into it. You know, all those things are great learning experiences for the players. And you know, and the sports diplomacy is a real bonus on that because the players get to appreciate and experience different cultures, different countries, different you know, levels of comfort that they may be used to at home and experience that. If you want to be an international footballer, and let's face it, they all do, they all want to be international footballers, they all want to play for the Matildas, but there's so much more than that 90 minutes. And we're building resilience, we're building some really great qualities in them off the field that we hope will translate not only to them on the field, but you know, developing really good, well-rounded people.
A lot of the focus on this tour has been about how Australia can contribute to the growth of football in the Pacific. What one thing will you take away that you've learned from the Pacific that you think will have application in the Australian system or in that culture?
Yeah. Well, you know, we always cry about, you know, lack of resources and, you know, and it doesn't take a lot to actually look outside your bedroom window every day and see, you know, it's not about what you have, it's about how you apply, you know, the people. So, you know, your most valuable resource is the people. So if you've got really good people involved that, you know, that are all on the same page and all working towards the same common goal, then, you know, you're halfway there to achieving, you know, what you want to be able to do. I mean, the other thing for us, you know, as in Australia is geography. I mean, it is our biggest challenge. And when you look around and you see the smaller island nations, they don't have to traverse across, you know, one side of the country for them is not, you know, travelling from 5 hours on a plane from Perth to the East Coast. So, you know, that's probably our biggest challenge at home, is that lack of resources translate to not being able to get the girls together. And, you know, certainly with this team, I haven't spent time with the team since March, since mid-March when we came back from Laos. So, you know, that's the one thing that you know, the lack of resources in terms of equipment and all the rest of it can certainly be made up for the opportunity to work together, good people working together on a daily basis, and, you know, you can achieve an awful lot working together as a team.
Oh man, I love that Australian cheer so much. I feel like we definitely need to sing it here in Australia as well. That was Junior Matildas captain Charlie Farmer, Vanuatu captain Rita Solomon and Junior Matildas coach Ray Dower talking there to reporter Aaron Carney. Now, this tour has been made possible through a partnership between Football Federation Australia, the Australian Government and the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade as part of the Pacific Step Up. The Australians now head to the Solomon Islands to complete their three-match Pacific Step Up tour. And you can follow the Junior Matildas on their Pacific tour by visiting their Facebook page, and you'll be able to see all the photos and videos and updates from their tour.